Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the CaratLane Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Chirag Parekh, Chairman and Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Anushka. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us for the CaratLane Limited Q2 H1 FY26 earnings conference call. I trust you had an opportunity to review our financial results and investor presentation, both available on the company's website and on stock exchanges. Joining me on this call, we have Mr. Anand Sharma, Executive Director and Group CFO, and SGA, Investor Relations Advisors. Global and Indian economy. The global economy is undergoing volatility due to ongoing tariff war. Countries working tirelessly to strike the best bilateral trade deal to increase mutual trade. The world economic order is undergoing an exciting transformation, which is creating tremendous opportunities for companies like ours. Across mature markets such as Europe, North America, and fast-growing regions like the Middle East, Southeast, and Africa, we are witnessing a structural shift towards premium design-oriented and durable kitchen solutions. Consumers are increasingly looking for aesthetics and functionality in their kitchen, which meets their life, which are not just practical but also visually appealing. In India, the momentum is equally strong due to urbanization, the rise of nuclear families, rising incomes, a booming housing sector, and growing lifestyle aspirations that are driving the shift toward premiumization and rapid adoption of modular kitchens. We find ourselves in the intersection of these trends, combining advanced materials, elegant design, global quality standards, and the strength of Indian manufacturing excellence. CaratLane operates in a true sweet spot where premium home products, global expansion, and scale manufacturing meet innovation with design. Business performance and growth highlights. We are very pleased with our performance, especially in this time where our major export market, the U.S., has been impacted by a 50% tariff. We have taken steps to meet with this challenge and support our customers in this difficult time. While we are confident India and the U.S. will strike mutually beneficial trade deals, we have taken required measures to navigate the current situation effectively. Let me begin with our quartz sink segment, which continues to be a strong growth engine for the company. We have secured the RFQ to supply approximately 70% of the global IKEA non-U.S. business of quartz sinks. The required molds and machinery have been installed, and supplies have commenced as per schedule. In Q2 FY26, volumes reached 197,000 units, going up to 159,000 units in Q2 FY25, marking the fifth consecutive quarter of volume growth. Key drivers behind this performance include improved capacity utilization, now trending toward 88% utilization Q2 FY26 and 82% in H1 FY26, indicating better throughput and operating leverage. Strong order inflows from global customers. Tighter process control enhanced supply chain coordination, ensuring faster order shipment cycles. Our strategic partnership with big box retail chains and big brands continues to scale up. Given the strong demand visibility, we are immediately adding capacity of 100,000 units of quartz sink with our current existing facility with a small CapEx of 5 crores. This expansion is expected to be operational by December, end of this December 2025. In parallel, new molds and product enhancements are underway to cater to evolving global design trends. This initiative will allow us to achieve higher throughput, improved margins, and a more diversified product mix. While raw material freight costs have remained largely stable, our focus on efficiency and process optimization continues, ensuring that profitability remains resilient even in a volatile market environment. Our stainless steel sink division continues to build on a strong foundation. Our stainless steel sink volume increased from 40,300 units in Q2 FY25 to 43,400 units in Q2 FY26, representing a small growth of 7.6% YOY growth, supported by healthy domestic demand and export market, including the OEM business of big brands, which will pave way to global tie-up and take this partnership to the next level. With utilization levels at around 95% in quarter two H1 FY26, we started a third shift production to meet the growing demands of our customers. As informed earlier, we are in the process of expanding stainless steel sink manufacturing unit by immediate basis of 70,000 units a year, which will take our capacity to 250,000 units by end of quarter four FY26. Looking at the global demand and interest from major export and Indian OEM customers, we have acquired 7,400 square meter approximate land adjacent to our existing facility with an investment of 6 crores, which will support creating additional capacity, strengthening our manufacturing ecosystem, and provide headroom for future growth. The approximate capacity expansion, looking at approximately 150,000 units a year in FY26-27. Appliances division. Building the future. Our appliances continues to demonstrate robust growth momentum in the domestic market, where we are witnessing a structural shift towards premium built-in appliances. Quarter two FY26, we have healthy YOY growth of 25.5% and 30.5% both from volume and revenue terms, driven by rising adoption of built-in hobs, hoods, ovens, and among modern Indian households. To strengthen our market position in this segment, we are further investing 25 crores to set up a modern state of manufacturing and assembly facility, including in-house glass processing plant. The addition of the glass processing is a game changer. Through this critical step, we have gained control over quality, aesthetics, durability, especially for hobs and hoods, with glass finish a defining role. We will also be adding a colored coating line to give matching colors to our sink, which will make us very unique in the market, which will enable us to produce high-quality products at competitive cost. We have keen interest in the big brands OEM tie-up in the segment, which will provide an opportunity to expand our reach not only in domestic but also in the global markets. With this, we have aggregate in-house manufacturing capacity of 150,000 units per year and expect it to operational by quarter two FY27. Now coming to faucet division. The faucet division continues to perform well, with capacity utilization now reaching 75% against installed capacity of 50,000 units per annum. That is 37,500 units. At present, we are primarily manufacturing faucets for domestic market. However, we are getting active interest for global brands and in the India OEM supply, which is expected to further enhance utilization level. We have active inquiries for export market, and we are planning activated full installed capacity of 100,000 units per annum in the next coming financial year. Additionally, we are also commencing new assembling of bathroom faucets in addition to the kitchen faucets, primarily focused on the domestic market. However, we can add OEM customer also for global supply. Online e-com. We have hired new team to focus expand our online presence of the company. We are excited with the roadmap and the plans we have made. We are adding new product lines, strengthening digital presence to tap the opportunity lying ahead. India business plan. We are currently in the process of preparing a vision document for growing India business to 500 crore, and which will be unveiling in the coming months. We are in the process of onboarding new leadership team for supporting vision of 500 crore Indian businesses and creating talent pool in sales and marketing. To support this growth plan, we are onboarding a new leadership team with a strong sales, marketing, and service pool. We have recently appointed Vice President Sales, Bathroom Division, to accelerate our B2B penetration and enhance brand visibility. At the same time, we are strengthening ecosystem by adding new distribution dealers, showrooms, and experience centers. We are also in process of opening experience center in Delhi and Hyderabad to cater growing markets in NCR and Telangana, Andhra Pradesh. Additionally, we are receiving great interest from global brands from OEM supply and therefore expected to increase our India business significantly. Overseas subsidiaries strengthening global footprint. Our overseas subsidiaries continue to deliver resilient performance in spite of volatile situation, reinforcing our global positioning and customer reach. Each subsidiary plays a critical role in the market access, customer proximity, and brand visibility. UK subsidiary doing consistent performance, while our UAE subsidiary very well, exceeding budgeted sales in the H1 FY26. We are in process of opening showrooms in Sharjah, Oman in this quarter. We have great scope to expand GCC region for brands starting getting traction. I am particularly encouraged with the progress of our US subsidiary, which has turned into positive PAT in Q2 FY26, which we expect it to continue. Before we move to the Q&A session, I would like to pause and reflect on how far we have come and how exciting the road ahead truly is. Carousel today stands as a global trusted brand in premium kitchen solutions built on design and innovation, world-class manufacturing excellence. The biggest global brands in the kitchen segment are keen to tie up with our manufacturing. This is a testament of our quality, our capacity, our cost, to ability to serve global demand consistently. Our quartz and stainless steel sinks remain the backbone of the growth engine, where appliances and faucets is a powerful growth engine moving forward. Internationally, our subsidiaries continue to build scale, profit, and presence in the markets. We have delivered some strong performance, advanced capacity expansion plans, and strengthened the customer partnership while maintaining operational discipline. Yet, we understand that our success is not defined by numbers. Our success is built on people and values of accountability, innovation, and ownership. It is this culture that allows us to look ahead and confidence to dream bigger, execute sharper, and deliver better. I'm extremely optimistic about what lies ahead of Carousel. The foundations are strong, the opportunities are immense, and our strategy is clear. With this, I hand over the call to Mr. Anand Sharma, our Executive Director and CFO, Group CFO. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone. I am pleased to present historical high performance of the company in this critical juncture of tariff issue and trade tension. Let me take you through the company consolidated financial performance. Quarter 2 FY26 performance. Consolidated total income stood at 244 crore in Q2 FY26 as compared to 207 crore of Q2 FY25. It is grew by 17.9% Y-on-Y basis and 7.4% on Q-on-Q basis. EBITDA for Quarter 2 FY26 stood at 49.5 crore as compared to 37.1 crore of Q2 FY25. Grew by 33.5% Y-on-Y and 12.1% Q-on-Q. EBITDA margin for Q2 FY26 stood at 20.3%, which is even higher than the upper band of our guidance. Profit after tax and minority interest stood at 27.2 crore in quarter 2 FY26 from 16.8 crore of Q2 FY25. It is grew by 61.9% on YOY and 19.1% on Q-on-Q basis. Coming to H1 FY26 performance, sales volume of quartz sinks stood at 3.87 lakh units as compared to stainless steel, and stainless steel sinks stood at 85.9 thousand units. Kitchen appliances and others stood at 40.9 units in H1 FY26. Consolidated total income stood at 471.3 crore for H1 FY26 as compared to 409.2 crore in H1 FY25. It grew by 15.2% Y-on-Y basis. EBITDA of the company for H1 FY26 stood at 93.6 crore as compared to 74.1 crore in H1 FY26, growth of 26.3%. EBITDA margin for H1 FY26 stood at 19.9%. Profit after tax and minority interest stood at 50 crore in H1 FY26 as compared to 32.7 crore in H1 25, growth of 53.2%. Gross debt stood at 230.9 crore as on 30th September 2025. Cash and bank balance stood at 42.3 crore. The total capex for H1 FY26 stood at 34.2 crore, which includes plant and machinery, building, molds and other equipments. Thank you. Now I open the floor for question and answer. Over to you, operator.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Before we proceed with the first question, ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants, please limit your questions to two per participant. We take the first question from the line of Vaidik Bhavna from Monarch Network Capital Limited. Please proceed.
Congratulations, sir, on good set of numbers. So my first question is related to the Quartz Sinks division. Sir, can you quantify us the kind of order book left to be delivered in the H2 for Karen?
Yeah, so you're talking about the pending order which we're not able to supply?
Yes,
sir. So I think it is about 10. It is about 10% of the total current value. Could be about say 10,000 pieces approximately, because we are suffering from the mold capacity. So just 2 weeks back, we ordered 3 new additional molds for Lowe's. The Lowe's business is unexpectedly gaining a lot of traction than we thought. The things are doing really, really well. We had a visit of the Lowe's team at our factory last week by the senior American team. They're very, very pleased with the performance. We also got a joint supplier of the year award from Lowe's in the first year itself, which has never happened to any supplier. They are very bullish on it. We are constantly expanding in terms of volume with Lowe's. So we have to invest in a lot of new models. So the capacity bottleneck, yes, was there of the molds in the quarter two.
Sir, I want to know as to how much would our order book be for Karen, and how much have we delivered to them in H1, and how much is pending for H2?
I would not be able to tell you the exact actual numbers now, but my office will be happy to later on share it with you. Just put an email to us.
Sure, sir. And the second question is on the recent land which you have acquired.
Mr. Vedic, I would request you to join back the queue as there are several participants waiting for their turn. Hello, Mr. Vedic, are you there?
Yes,
on the line?
Yes.
All right, sir. Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Pritesh from Lucky Investments. Please proceed.
Yeah, hello, sir. So just one question. On the surfaces side of the business, you know, which has grown at about 5%, any light that you want to share? I fully appreciate the fact that at least the 70% of your piece, which is the manufacturing-led piece, which is quartz sink, steel sink, and kitchen, is where you have your expansion lined up and higher growth you also lined up. Congratulations on that part. On the surfaces, what any comment that you want to share, how should we look at this piece?
Yeah, so I can tell you on the surfaces, we are mostly doing, Pritesh, anyway, good to first of all hear from you. Surfaces is approximately, I think about 10%-15% of our business right now. We are doing only softer, we're doing only softer surfaces as of now. I am flying down to U.K. next week as we are planning to diversify into hard, you know, harder surfaces. The potential of the harder surfaces is much more higher. Globally, the market share, there's a lot of background disturbance, I don't know. The potential of the hard surfaces is high because globally, the hard surfaces has 90% market share, where the software has only 10%. Our growth driver in U.K. for the surfaces is going to be now on the harder surfaces. We are planning, my team and they are planning to double the revenue of the hard surfaces within the next 3 to 5 years by introducing hard surfaces. The hard surfaces are quartz, marble, and stones.
Okay, so what you are today is soft surfaces and what will come into picture hard surfaces, right?
Correct. Right now, approximately 150 crore revenue annual is all soft surfaces.
Okay. So basically, this 5% growth rate that we are seeing, we'll see this growth rate also accelerating. Just that this piece is 30% of the business. What I see from our presentation is about 25% of your piece. So it's about one-fourth of your surface.
Pritesh, surfaces include U.K. and U.S. both.
Yes, yes.
Putting together, sir was talking only about the U.K. business. In U.K. business, we are doing only soft surfaces. We are going to add line for hard surface as well because the market for hard surface is very good. To grow that business, we are going to add hard surfaces in the U.K. While U.S. is doing good, you can see the result. They have grown on the volume side also, and they're very profitable also. Overall, the ratio what is maintained is for the surfaces as a whole business, U.K. and U.S. together.
Just one more question. There was this aspiration to add another 250,000 stainless steel capacity. Where are we on that? Do we have any clearer picture now?
Yeah, so we are right now already adding 70,000 units extra by March FY26. As I said, we are planning to add another 150,000 at least in FY26.
That you mentioned for quartz. I was asking.
No, no, for stainless steel things. No, for stainless steel. For stainless steel, I mentioned.
Yes. Sorry, sir. Okay. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you. Those were my questions.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we proceed with the next question, a reminder to the participants, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. We take the next question from the line of Akshay from AK Investment. Please proceed.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, congratulations on the great set of Q2 numbers. My first question is, what is our top-line growth expectation in H2 of FY26, and what are the sustainable revenue growth rate over the 3 to 4 years going forward, and what are the kind of margins can we assume going forward? Can we sustain the 19%-20% EBITDA margin from here on due to the tariffs and all the things?
Yeah, so answering your first question, I think we are going at a good rate. We are almost growing at a 1,000 crore annual growth rate right now. We still maintain our growth guidance of 15% on an annual basis for the next 3 to 4 years. We still maintain our margin guidance between 18%-20% of EBITDA, even with the tariff.
Okay, sir. Sir, my second question is, what is our current capacity in the quartz and stainless steel things? Do we have any plan for further capacity expansion in our the land that we have acquired earlier?
So right now the quads capacity, we are almost going full. We reached we peaked on 95% in the last month. Now we are adding 100,000 units at immediate basis by improving our productivity and some expansion in machinery. The potential of the quad business still remains high. We still awaiting the sorting out the tariff situation. And at the moment, I think the tariff situation is solved, I think we see another opportunity of expanding further in the quad sinks. On the stainless steel sinks side, as we said, the story is exciting because this large box retailers and the OEM businesses have found so much confidence within Carousel, not just as a technology. Yes, we do great sinks, but as a company, that we are the company is reliable as a partner, reliable in terms of quality and cost. So, and they are very happy to see the way how the stainless steel manufacturing is evolving. So they all want to, you know, they all kind of coincide with our idea of having a one-stop solution for the granite and stainless steel things. I think we can, I think we can probably look for some great opportunity moving on the stainless steel sink side, adding 70,000 now, 150,000 odd steel sinks for the, you know, next year. So I think there is a great upside awaiting for us on the stainless steel, not the conventional commodity sinks. I want to stress here is more on high value added sinks, which are handmade. All the key players in the world are now doing a China plus strategy. They're all moving from China to India. And there are very few manufacturers in India or probably us who can deliver some great quality products for stainless steel sinks.
Yes, sir. But I just wanted to know what is the total capacity in quartz and stainless steel and how much we are increasing currently.
We are doing quartz 1 million sinks, expanding to 1.1 million sinks. And on the stainless steel side, we are doing at 250,000 units.
From 180, we are going to 250.
250.
Yeah.
Okay. By 250 March and 150 next year, so it would be about 400,000 units.
Okay, sir. Okay, understood, sir. Thank you so much and all the best, sir.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Netik from NF Alpha Fund. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. Thanks for taking my question and congratulations on a great set of numbers. So my question is on quartz sinks. I just want to know, albeit we saw very good growth in terms of volumes in quartz sinks, but we have seen closer to 3-4% degrowth in realization. So just wanted to understand the reason for this and what sort of realizations do we expect in quartz sinks going forward? Will it be similar to current quarter levels or will we see some increase?
So I would just give it to my CFO, but we still, like I said, we still maintain our margin guidance with 18 to 20%. Over to you, Mr. CFO.
Yes, thank you, sir. So on the quartzing side, if you go by the per piece realization, it has not gone down much, only because of the product mix and geographical mix, what we are selling to other continent, and there are some effect of the discount which is given to U.S. So that all we have, nothing fundamental change on the margin side. All margins are intact and this is only, change in the sales mix, nothing much.
Got it. So product mix changes has affected. Okay, got it. And so my second question, sorry, I actually missed the expansion plan you mentioned for quartz sinks. I mean, what sort of expansion are we looking for, given that we are closer to 90% utilization? I know 1 lakh units we are adding this year immediately itself, but beyond that, what sort of plans do we have to expand in quartz sinks?
Yeah, so, you know, when you are going at a 95% capacity, you obviously need at least 10 to 15% idle capacity to try to cater all the rush orders. You see the way that, the things are going here. For example, the Lowe's business is really flying for us, which is unexpectedly more than what we expected. So they had come here last week and they've given us some more projections. It could go more, so we're trying to build capacity. The truth is, the IKEA, the global 70% of their global business, which is coming to us, which is again non-US business, there is a big upside can be there in from the IKEA side too. Now, there are following reasons why we are growing, maximizing our market share. The competition of ours in Europe is struggling with what manufacturing due to inflation, due to tariff on Europe and the higher euro and the pound. So I think we are still just waiting that the moment the tariff war is over and we're able to solve a solution, I think we are expecting some upside. And for that, 100,000 we are doing now, but there could be a potential another 150,000 sinks, immediate capacity ramping up expansion, what we need to do. So total can be about 250,000 units within the next 4 to 6 months' time.
Got it, got it. And so just a final question on costings. You know, what percentage of our costings revenue currently is coming from US?
It is approximately 30%.
Got it.
You are asking about the exports, right?
Yeah, US.
Yeah.
Export,
no, as a percentage of costings, total costings out of the total costing number, what percentage is dependent on US?
Okay.
30%, right?
Yeah, 30%.
Got it. That's it from us. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Resham Mehta from Green Edge Wealth. Please proceed.
Thank you. Congrats for a strong set of numbers. So, you know, the first one is on the U.S. Tariffs, right? So, since the tariffs kicked in, you know, around end of August, so would you have seen, like, good exports happening or decent exports happening even in the month of September, or was all of it preponed for this quarter to, you know, before the tariffs kicking in?
No. So, we have grown organically, whatever the Lowe's business or the US business with the new clients, what we have been doing, nothing has been preponed. I think on the contrary, we have gone like postponed because we have some bottlenecks with the capacity. Yeah. So nothing is preponed. We are probably have more sales maybe US in September than August.
And, you know, on the surfaces business, so just wanted to understand, our United Granite business has its own manufacturing facility in the U.S. and hence that is completely insulated from the tariff war. Would that understanding
be
right?
Yes.
And what kind of surfaces do we manufacture in United Granite? Is that only hard, or again, is there a scope to kind of move to soft surfaces also, just like the way you elaborated?
No, U.S. is, you know, U.S. is a very different ball game. U.S. is only hard surfaces. You go from exotic marbles to quartz and granite. So 100% is hard surface.
So can you just elaborate? Because, you know, surfaces is now like 25% of our revenues. Like, who is a competition here in hard surfaces and soft surfaces? If you could name a few brands, a few players, both globally as well as in India. And would you say that Pokharna, you know, which is an Indian player, you know, would they also be a competition? So just some light on the peers over here in both hard and soft.
Yeah. So we are not manufacturing surfaces, we are fabricating. So we are a fabricator, not a manufacturer of the surfaces. So we buy from different sources across the world, whoever gives us cheaper. I mean, if we are not able to get Pokharna at a good rate, we'll move to someone else.
So in terms of the value addition, so it's more desirable to be a fabricator rather than a manufacturer. Would that understanding be right? The value chain would be higher up?
I would say you have lesser risk in fabrication, because if you are a manufacturer, you can hit by tariffs. You know, here you have a flexibility to choose on what you want to buy as per the customer needs. So that gives you a lot of flexibility. And I think second is that you have a technology to fabricate a full kitchen surfaces, which eventually I want to get this to our country. And I've been saying it again and again. We are just too busy with our sink faucet appliances, but maybe in a year, we may start put up our first fabrication, or maybe the next six months to start this fabrication business in our country.
And there would be an export opportunity from India.
This is fabrication. So you are fabricating, cutting, finishing the modular kitchens in that area. You cannot export big cabinets to the US. This is, you buy surfaces and you fabricate it and you install it in the kitchen. We don't manufacture surfaces, ma'am. We don't manufacture surfaces. We fabricate it. Yeah.
Understood. And what would be a right to win in soft surfaces?
Was that, sorry, come again?
Right to win in soft surface, UK. Yes. What do you speak?
So, as far as the softer surfaces is used in bathrooms, it's also used in yachts where you need softer. And UK is still very fond of softer surfaces because you can form the surfaces. In hard surfaces, you cannot form the surfaces. Softer, you can form it the way you want to. The feel is very smooth and it's a much softer feel. So English people like that still. Most of the countries, it's going out of style. But UK is still very fond of that.
And broadly for the UK subsidiaries, both Carousel Products and Carousel Surfaces, like, you know, we've seen a revenue degrowth in each one, right, of around 8 and 12% respectively. So would you say that the, you know, moving to hard surfaces would be one of the revenue growth drivers?
Yeah, big.
You just mentioned that UK prefers soft surfaces while we are trying to transition to hard surfaces. So hence I was confused. So just clarifying.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you.
I'll come back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Sagar Jethwani from Philip Capital PMS. Please proceed.
Yeah, congratulations on a good Q2. Since you have mentioned that you will be ramping up the India business, how do you see the revenue mix going forward in next 2 years? Because also we have that, you know, non-US exports are also increasing on the other hand. How do you see the mix? That is first. Secondly, you touched upon the steps that you will be taking to mitigate tariff impact. So can you please elaborate on this? These are my two questions. Thank you.
Okay. So your first one was for India or for the global mix?
First, India.
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 So moving forward, I think we still believe the 70% of the business is going to be by the sinks and faucets, and then 30% will come by the built-in appliances within the next 3 to 5 years. As far as the tariffs are concerned, I think it's been a great win-win situation for all three. We start from manufacturing to our distributor and to the customer. We've been able to strike a great deal. I think each three of us are sacrificing, me and our customer sacrificing some margins, and it's been passed on to the customer. Not large impact on the customer side because that really can drive inflation up. So I think we have got a good deal. I think even if the tariff was here to stay, let's say by March or day, it doesn't matter. We still maintain our margin guidance.
Yeah. One last question, if I can just squeeze in. You mentioned that you will be ramping up the India operations, like, you know, onboarding of teams, increasing of the marketing costs, and also the experience showrooms and you know, centers. Mm-hmm. So do you see any cost elevation, cost spike, and potentially that can impact the margins in midterm?
No, so I believe that we have a very clear policy as far as how much percentage of marketing we need to spend on our sales, and I think we're going to stick by it. We're going to do more. Influential-based marketing and consumer-based marketing. So whenever you do influential, you are planning, you are targeting the right audience. When you do anything to do consumer marketing, it could be a very, very long term and you don't know where the money is spent. And anyway, our appetite is not that large that we, but time will come, we'll think of, right now it's completely on the influential marketing. We are very optimistic with the India growth. Like I said, candidly last time, I think we are not performing to our potential, isn't it, as far as India is concerned. So we want to really change our gears for India. We see a lot of other companies moving forward. We being the leaders in the world, we're still not able to change the way the gears we want to be, really want to change the game in India. So I want to kind of rejig my team here in India. And within the coming month or two, I'm going to make a presentation is how we're going to make the 500 crore revenue in India. So we have some, you know, great plans moving forward.
Great to know that. Thanks and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Anil Sarin from K16 Advisors. Please proceed.
Thanks. My question has already been answered.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Naman Parmar from Niveshaay Investments. Please proceed.
Yeah, congratulations on a great set of numbers. So just wanted to understand how has been the distribution network is being played out in the current quarter, any addition has been happened on the domestic side, and also on the how has been the tie-up with the current that you have done for the US market has panned out, also on the IPI, if you can give some colors.
I'm not able to get your second question. On the US, what do you want to know?
Yeah, the tie-up that you have done with the current distributor in the US market, how has been going there also?
Okay, cool. So answering your first question,
distribution network.
The distribution. So we are now ramping up our dealer network. We are approximately expanding by 10%, adding 10% of the dealers every year. That comes to roughly about 350 dealers a month. We are adding approximately 30 shop-in-shop galleries and about 4 to 5 experience centers in India. I think that's the rate we would like to go for the next 5 years. There would be instances where we still ramp it up, but this is what the rate we want to go at this point of time. So basically it comes with the next 5 years, you are doubling your market expansion. That's point number one. And your two is on the US side. Like I said, our competition is struggling in Europe. And so more and more traction is coming to our side of the world, our business. People are moving from Europe and to the other part of the countries to us. We, like I said, we are the most cost competent quartz zinc producer probably in the world. Great quality. And just adding up this large US big retailers, IKEA, just adding to our, is just another feather in the hat, you know. So people are seeing us as now emerging to be a global, not just a global player, but emerging as probably one of the largest quartz zinc manufacturer. So more and more business traction in our business. So I would say in the next few years, we should have great tailwinds.
Okay. And currently, how much IKEA would be contributing?
Yeah, it's a large piece. I'm not able to give you the exact number due to our confidentiality contract, but it's a large number. So everything is about 10-15% more of our business. Yeah.
Okay, understood. Okay, yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Jaina, an individual investor. Please proceed. I would request Mr. Jainab to unmute and then speak.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Yes.
Okay, so sir, congratulations. And I have to ask.
Sorry to interrupt, Jainab. Your line is not clear.
Your voice is cracking. Voice cracking. Yeah.
Hello?
Mr. Yeah, just speak a sentence, then we may be able to hear you. Just,
yeah. So basically, I would like to ask you about your new startup initiative regarding the Coco Chico. And me personally visited your Coco Chico shop and everything. So what's your end goal and what's your expansion goal for the Coco Chico especially? So it's going to be associated with the Carousel or it's going to be work as an independent entity?
Yeah, Coco Chico is a completely different independent entity. It is started by my wife. So that's nothing to do with Carousel.
So is there any plan down the road you have like a experience center where you can collaborate with the Coco Chico and you can provide, because I observe that all the machineries and everything is used from the Carousel itself. So
Carousel becomes a supplier to any coffee chains in India. So we are a supplier of coffee machines. So if anybody is opening a cafe, it will be a normal supplier which will be routed through a distributor dealer. I think Coco Chico has a right, or any cafe has a right to buy any machine what they want. We have no correlation, nor we are planning any kind of collaboration between Carousel and Coco Chico.
All right, perfect, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Saumil Shah from Paris Investments. Please proceed.
Yes, good evening and congrats to the team for such a good number in such a challenging environment. I'm sorry I joined a bit late, so I don't know if this question was answered. I wanted to know why our UK revenues are going down, any particular reason, and how do we see UK in the second half of this year?
So I think we need to understand that just as the other European country, UK is also the UK as the economy is slowing down. There's no question on it. As far as our business is concerned, I think we are still very confident. We are very resilient. We have still been able to, we have managed this whole business part very well. Cyclically, you may see quarter or something going down, but eventually we will be growing back, bouncing back by adding new customers. We still have a lot of opportunities in the UK where some are not doing well, some businesses want Carousel thing. So there is always an opportunity. So it could be on a quarter to quarter, it could be cycle, by the end of the year, yes, we need to face the overall Europe and UK, the things are slowing down over there. But I think as far as our business is concerned, we have not been impacted that much as what the other businesses would have been.
Okay, okay. And on the US side, this 25% of our revenues which are coming from US, so that complete 25% has been hit due to this 50% tariff, or how is it?
See, US business include what we export to US and our US subsidiary. That putting together is 25%. When we talk about our export, it's around 12 to 13% only. So if you are
of the total revenue,
of the total consolidated revenue, so
okay.
Impact okay. Is on that 12% only.
Okay, okay, understood. And that 12% is 50% tariff product.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, fine. That's it from my side. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Netik from NV Alpha Fund. Please proceed.
Hi sir, thanks for taking my follow-up question. My question is on Quartzsense. So if you could give the units of, that we are expecting from Lowe's and IKEA Global, incremental units which we expect to supply to both these companies?
Yeah, so we will not be able to tell you the exact numbers, but like I said, that both the businesses are going to be a major part of our total revenue.
Okay. Got it. And sir, I understand we are going to add another 1 lakh unit in faucets in FY27, but what's our current capacity and utilization for faucets?
Currently, we have a capacity of 50,000 faucets. We are almost at 75% right now.
And this is the majority of this we are selling in domestic market, right?
Yeah, yeah. We have still not done the export. We still have to pass through a lot of certification standards. But everything needs a faucet, right? So if you are doing 1 million quartz things, 500,000 stainless steel things, next year, then you can kind of imagine the same customers are buying faucets from somewhere else. There's a big shift happening to the stainless steel faucets. Our emphasis and focus is on the stainless steel faucets. Please, let's not forget this, that the company is stressing, focusing on stainless steel 304 faucet, which is rust-free. Coming 2028, it's going to be a big shift that Europe is changing the norms of having non-brass faucets in the U.K. So I think in the EU market. So the U.S. is already 90% stainless steel faucet, so which are lead-free. So I think the company focusing is on the right track. We are focusing more on the stainless steel faucets. We are kind of putting a lot of effort on R&D technology to try to match all the certification water standards of each and every country to comply with that, and then we can export our faucets with the things.
Got it. And so margin-wise, I understand you mentioned.
I would request you to join back the queue as there are several participants waiting for their turn.
Sure.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Yog Jhaveri from Molecule Ventures LLP. Please proceed.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So just wanted some more clarity on the faucet side. So in earlier call, I think we had mentioned the expansion plan of additional 2.5 lakh capacity, 1 lakh we are adding in December. So, and you stated that another 1.5 would be added in FY27 based on certain approvals. So if you can guide us that, is it a short plan to add another 1.5 lakh, or what we are, you know, waiting for, what kind of approvals you can give clarity on that side? And second question is on the Apricol side. So that, you know, you had set up a new manufacturing facility of quartz sand. So is there any new sourcing plan from the same entity? How much will it source from that entity, and will it aid into margins, domestic procurement?
Yeah. So I think, coming back to your first question.
Capacity expansion.
Yeah. So we are just waiting for this tariff deal to get sorted out. We just want to, once that is over, we plan to add another 150,000 units. It's, you know, it is just that people have a feel-good factor, people are more confident, and we see obviously the tailwinds in the 2026 coming to our side on the quartz business. So we see that coming soon. Apricol side, we have put up a whole brand new facility for the quartz to be further cost competitive. We added modern technology and to have a substantial cost benefit versus what the European manufacturer of the quartz are. So which is right now giving us a massive competitive advantage in terms of cost. And that is why we are not being able to impact by margins even after the tariff has hit us.
Okay. Got that. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, we take that as the last question and would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. I hope we have been able to answer all your questions satisfactorily. However, if you need further clarification or want to know about the company, please get in touch with our SGA team, Investor Relations Advisors. Thank you, and have a great day.
On behalf of Carisil Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.